counties play a huge role in transportation nationally. Across the country, counties own 45% of all roads. 4 out of 10 bridges are county owned. Nearly 240,000 bridges across this country. And then we play a key role, either an ownership role or a governance role, in nearly a third of airports and transit systems. So when we talk about transportation, every trip typically starts and ends on a county-owned road. Counties are investing over $100 billion a year in public works. That can be water and sewer, airports, buildings, and a key component of that is also roads and bridges. So what we're doing is we're investing every day at the local level, but right now what's happening is the needs are outstripping the resources of local communities. Most county budgets are really reliant on property taxes, as well as in some cases sales tax. But what's happening is the infrastructure is getting 75 years old or older. It's incredibly expensive to repair, and we really need a reliable federal partner to step up and be there for the long term. We're looking for sustained investments where we can count on federal investments. We have 140 counties across this country with 50% of the population, and the other 50% live in 2,900 counties. So we can have rural counties of 450 people to 5,000 people. They may have 200-300 bridges in a county. So for that small community to raise the resources needed to invest in infrastructure, it just outstrips their means. They may have manufacturing facilities, agriculture, mining, timber, really strong industries that rely on roads, bridges, and then also multimodal with freight, railroads, shipping. And so we need that strong federal role.